From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. We're accustomed to the country participating and recognising the importance of Anzac Day on the Australian calendar. For many of the younger people listening to the Wireless Institute news services, it may be strange that there is such a close relationship between amateur radio and the major military Memorial Day. It is a long history, but wireless was used over 100 years ago in the First World War. Some of the people who learned about this new technology whilst in uniform came back to civilian life and with a wider evaluation of its worth. As the experimenters grew in numbers, they started to form communities, which grew into clubs and representative bodies, one of which became the Wireless Institute of Australia. By the time that the Second World War came, there had been the growth of broadcasting, and many of the commercial radio stations came about from radio amateurs starting to experiment with broadcasting music and public announcements. A wireless was still an expensive piece of household furniture. For the maritime industries, international companies had expanded services around the world to service shipping. News services were linking countries, and radio equipment was part of government services, such as police and military. So the growth and development of technology went on, and more people used two-way radio as part of their civilian and military lives. Naturally, the curious who returned to peacetime and were bitten by the bug gravitated towards a recreational use of this marvellous tool. Sadly, it is the same technology via the internet that brings the horrors of armed conflict to our devices and the nightly television. We witness the slaughter and sanitised images of destruction at the breakfast table, during our daily commute or wherever we can connect to the internet. We see more than we were given during involvements of the armed forces overseas, and if nothing else, this should be the stark reminder of events etched into the minds of those participants, and especially the people in uniform. We will hear a list of those amateurs who served and didn't return home in the Anzac Day broadcast. And it is for us to remember these were people who enjoyed this pursuit like we do. It is for them and their families, and for us all to remember the dire events that brought us the freedoms we value today. In an aggressive country, you will be arrested for calling the current engagement a war. But we are free to speak and debate and live our lives without the threats of prison or the rain of shells and death. For what we have and the price that has secured it, let us remember on Anzac Day. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think.
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.